Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All right, a couple of days for R&R. Thanksgiving holiday, and we are back live, weekend edition, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we continue now into hour three of the weekend edition. We're glad that you're there. The telephone number, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. We hope that you had a great Thanksgiving holiday. Hopefully a great time with family or friends or loved ones. And so we're definitely glad to be back live, of course. It's a couple of days, as I said, of R&R, but it's all good. And we are back. And, of course, we also have our good friend, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome back once again, Denise.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, indeed. And so I got to tell you, as you know, as you were talking about before, you know, there's no real outrage, it seems like, from President Biden. In fact, he was asked, what about the status of the Americans? He said, well, we don't know their status. We don't know their condition. I mean, this is Hamas and Iran just literally doing you-know-what, you know, giving us the you-know-what about the fact that they have Americans.
And yet he was, it's being reported by all the major sources, Associated Press and Reuters included, that he was very close and participated in these negotiations with Qatar and Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Right, and we don't have anything to show for it. And again, we want all the hostages to come back, regardless of their nationality, wherever they came from, if they're Israeli or what, or American. We want them all to come home. But again, it seems like when the president was giving his little press conference, it wasn't a sort of a victorious tone that he had.
Correct. And I'm going to kind of go sideways here a little bit, but I learned this when I watched the O.J. Simpson trial for days and days and days, and that is I always look for what is not there or what is not being said.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at Qatar and Saudi Arabia and Jordan and Egypt and the rest of the Islamic countries, if you will, they all have something to say. But what they're not saying is that Hamas is, you know, tainted Islam, that, you know, that they're not speaking out really against Hamas. They're not saying anything contradictory to or against what Hamas has done. And I would argue that that into itself ought to be a major talking point. We remember how horrified we all were when Obama became president, and one of his first major speeches is that Cairo speech. And for the listeners out there, I would encourage them to go back to, where you can find it online, to hear what he had to say in that Cairo speech. But he also gave a speech to members of a mosque in Baltimore early on in his administration, almost immediately, actually. And here's one of the first parts of his speech. Mm-hmm. I'll read a paragraph. So let's start with this fact, that for more than 1,000 years, people have drawn to Islam's message of peace. And the very word itself, Islam, comes from salam, peace. The standard greeting is As-salam al-kum. Peace be upon you. So like many faiths, Islam is rooted in a commitment to compassion, mercy, justice, and charity. Whoever wants to enter paradise, the Prophet Muhammad taught, let him treat people the way he would love to be treated. And there was applause. For Christians like myself, I assume that sounds familiar. And then there was laughter. So where are all of these Islamic leaders? Where is the Muslim Brotherhood? Where is CARE here in the United States? You know, we haven't seen any of them stand up and speak against what Hamas and Iran have really done here to Israel. Furthermore, same thing applies to, as I said, to these other Islamic countries. They haven't said a word about the shame that should come to the Palestinians, those that have been involved in all of this, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just yesterday, interestingly enough, two Palestinians were executed by Hamas supporters at the West Bank after it was claimed that they provided information to Israeli intelligence services. So,
Wow.
Palestinians were killed on the streets of the West Bank because they were allegedly providing information to Israeli intelligence services. So you had two that were allegedly trying to do the right thing, and look what happens.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Mm-hmm. Well, and then, of course, you know, the propaganda is still out there in the sense that I think Hamas is trying to strengthen it, you know, and those who are supporting Hamas and demonstrating and so forth, because look, they're trying to get the hostages back home. You know, they're really trying to stop this Israeli aggression, and as long as there's a truce, you know, it's that kind of stuff, you know. But
and so what kind of position does all of this really put into in the laps of Israel and Netanyahu? It's massive.
Indeed. Tell you what, Denise, hold on real quick right there. We're coming up to the break. When we come back, more of Denise Simon. Your phone calls, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Made in America.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Yes, the two words. We have a lot more words to say, of course, lots more to do, and it's not just no reply at all, because we are replying. And welcome back again, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And don't forget, if you'd like to join the program, 949-822-7959. We've got lines lighting up this morning here as we go through our time here with Denise Simon. So hopefully we'll be able to get to everybody. But Denise Simon, founderscode.com, you're back with us as well.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning again. Well, you know, as we were talking about going out to the break, you know, this propaganda victory and in fact, one of the Hamas officials, quote-unquote officials, they're thanking Iran for all their help and the victory of this whole thing. And, this is just getting to be really macabre.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I mentioned that, you know, what happened to these two Palestinians in the West Bank.
Right.
After they killed them, they hung them. They hung them on a wall upside down by their feet.
As an example,
this is the West Bank. This is close to the border, or this isn't in a kibbutz. This is in the West Bank.
Yeah.
Meantime, there was another Israeli cargo ship that was attacked. So this is now the second one. And fascinatingly enough, here come 74 lethal drones that were aimed at Kyiv in Ukraine, of which air defense, I think, was able to get 71 of them, but nonetheless, three got through. So, you know, I bring up Ukraine because I don't think that Ukraine ought to be forgotten.
Right, of course.
So, I mean, there's just evil. There's, I don't know how else to put it. There's just evil wherever we can necessarily find it. And I don't think enough has actually been said about these tunnels either. Because I was seeing reports that actually Hamas was using slave labor to help build some of those tunnels. And where did the money come from? Because buying all those, all that cement and all of the assets, like the air, and some of them even have beds and bathrooms and, you know, water and, you know, all these things so they can live underneath, you know, the hospitals and whatnot for as long as they needed to.
Right.
I think there ought to be a massive investigation into these tunnels.
I think you're right. Absolutely. Let's, as I said, our lines have been lighting up, so that's pretty good here for the weekend edition. Let's head on over here and Backgam and Bob. You're back on the line here with Denise Simon. Good morning again, Backgam and Bob.
Yes, sir. One thing on the Israeli thing. This is a religious thing, and now that the Muslims have tasted the bloodlust, they are just going to keep going, and non-Muslims are just painted with the scarlet letter of Zionism, and nothing's going to stop it. They're just going to keep going because nothing's going to satisfy them. As far as Biden's concerned, Joe Biden, I call him Puppet Biden instead of President Biden, but we need to get in a veto-proof majority. Possibly, or at least a really strong majority in the next election, and not to mention winning a lot of the down ballots and stuff like that. Right. All right, that's it.
All right, thanks, Beckham and Bob. What do you think, Denise?
We'd love that, but that would mean that we would necessarily, too, have to win just about everything, and don't think that the Democrats are not plotting. But the other piece that always gets left out are the independents. You can't win enough, you know, to take over the presidency without the independents.
Well, that's right. That's why there has to be some crucial issue that helps to swing people over like that.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that's a confluence of the circumstances, you know, like for Reagan or, you know, somebody like him where people go, okay, yeah, we, or even Trump in 2016, let's do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to another phone line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on with Denise Simon.
Oh, hey, that must be me. I'm Robbie the Shark from Largo, Florida.
Hey, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. I need to talk about this swap with the hostages, if you will, and the Americans not being released. What are we all, stupid? We gave $6 billion to get five out of Iran. Of course they're going to hold Americans back so they have a bigger poker chip, if you will. This is just ridiculous.
I agree.
Precisely.
He's
exactly right. And then there's even, I think the total is around $10 billion. So, I mean, the truth of the matter is that we're kind of funding both sides of this, are we not?
Well, it sure would seem so. And then there's that extra money and so forth. And this is, you know, this is off the charts. If this was a Tom Clancy novel, and I'm not trying to be flip, right? But if this was a Tom Clancy novel and you had all these billions of dollars that were flowing to the state-run sponsor of terror, you know, and then going in and causing this kind of a major problem. That, by the way, there is no off-ramp for this, no matter what it seems. And, I mean, you would think this is an unbelievable story. Or this story leads to the ultimate, you know, sort of conflict or something. But it's all happening in front of our eyes.
Well, you know, for 2 days in a row now, you have these protests that are going on across the United States and certainly on display. As it began in New York at the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. And then, you know, the people that are out shopping on Black Friday, you have even more of them that are, you know, shaming people for doing, you know, Christmas shopping on Black Friday. and they're dressed up and they're smearing blood everywhere, and you know, which is fake blood, obviously. But where's the Department of Homeland Security? Are we taking a hard look at visa overstays and these people that may be here illegally? Are we going to, you know, take a hard look at that? And, you know, are these students, are they really students? Did they come here and enroll and never attend class? Remember, we had a lot of those that were going on, too, during the Obama administration.
Right.
So I would be taking a hard look at this. You know, we have to ask what the FBI is doing. I think in some cases the FBI is failing because they're just overwhelmed here at this point. And I mean overwhelmed. So they have to prioritize things. And when it comes to, you know, the protection of the American homeland and American citizens, it's becoming rather shallow.
Well, sure. Well, but this is so ingrained into the Democrat mentality. I'm talking about Democrat Party elite. It's so ingrained in them that they can't say, okay, you know, all bets are off. We've got to do an across the board, a reevaluation of who's in the country, you know, just so in the sense that we might know where this next thing might be coming from, because we're at risk at this point.
Well, you know, you had this incident at the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls with this car that exploded, okay? The first thought that everybody had, and I would argue still has, and rightly so, that it was a terror attack. And remember, officials came out and said almost immediately that it was a terror attack. And they're kind of slowly walking this back that it wasn't. I'm not too sure about that. And I'm not convinced that it wasn't. But they're trying. Why? Because I don't think that they want to have any kind of domestic terror attack on Joe Biden's record as president.
Precisely. That's exactly it. And but again, you have bad actors that are here. And the U.S. government's supposed to protect everybody and approach it in a non-political fashion. That's what really is, I think, making some people upset, is that here we go again. It's all just more politics and trying to sort of temper the constituency's response. You know, you can be pro-Israel, but not super pro-Israel, because that would be too much. That kind of thing.
Yes, yeah. Precisely.
Well, I'll tell you what, hold the line there, Denise. We're going to come right back, everybody. More with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Telephone number is 949-822-7959. We've got a great discussion going this morning. Lots of good info. Appreciate it. And thanks to Robbie the Shark. I think that's the first time we've heard from him. Largo, Florida. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. There's a push online for a third-party presidential ticket.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The draft Romney-Manchin committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
Several pro-Palestinian protesters are in custody after trying to disrupt the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. The New York Daily News reports that some of the protesters wore white jumpsuits with the words ethnic cleansing, colonialism, and militarism printed on them. They jumped the barricades, and it also appeared they had glued their hands to the pavement. The marching bands and floats had to make their way around them as police moved in to make arrests. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. We are going in here to the bottom of the hour segment. And I got to tell you, time is just flying by this morning. But I do think that as a public service, we should give a couple of notes here to our Vice President, Kamala Harris. And that is, if your administration's wanting to ban gas stoves, don't send out a picture of yourself with your husband wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving, but with a gas stove in the background. So all that does is it perpetuates the idea that there's going to be rules for thee, but not for me, right? Oops, I think that's what they're probably saying. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we continue on 949-822-7959. And back with Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
So I don't know. I haven't ripped out my gas stove yet, but I'm not going to either.
You know, maybe nobody was cooking. Maybe they had the whole thing catered. Oh, wait a minute. I bet you caterers use gas stoves.
That's right. I mean, but, it's just one of those things. And, you know, because obviously, you know, all these different mandates that they want to come up with just, you know, are going to continue to drive people up the wall.
Touche. I mean, I get so dismissive. Normally that would be a huge scandal here, but we're so scandal-ridden
right.
that we have to prioritize what we're mad about. And we change that often. At least I do. You know, today I'm mad about this, and something else comes up, and I go, okay, well, that's going to go down the list. I got to be mad about something else.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to the telephone line. I think we got Bob and Banning. Bob, are you there? And do you have a question for Denise? That's my question to you. Good morning. You got Bob and Banning? Are you there?
Whoops.
Oh, I don't hear him. Well, unfortunately, okay, well, Steve, we'll try again here in a little bit. But I tell you what, Denise, yeah, what's happening, and you mentioned Ukraine earlier, too, and that's one of these things, like, it's kind of got off the radar, and yet one of the things that we heard the other day was this notion that, well, you know, maybe we can just, there can be like a peace negotiation, but Zelensky came out and said, I'm not giving the Donbas region, I'm not going to give these parts of Ukraine and just call it peace.
Or Crimea.
Mm-hmm. Or Crimea, exactly. And, I mean, that would be exactly what Putin wants.
Of course.
Yeah, he doesn't want all Ukraine, he wants those parts.
And, you know, what... You were so worried about, and rightly so, about these children that the Hamas kidnapped and held as hostage. But nobody really talks about the tens of thousands of Ukraine children that have been kidnapped and taken back to motherland Russia and are being indoctrinated and being, you know, put into these re-education camps. And that are already, in some cases, being adopted by Russians. I mean, adopted. So, I mean, instead of, you know, going through an adoption process, you just kidnap kids. I mean, so there are interesting parallels of what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's also just hypocrisy. It's really quite remarkable.
It really, really is. And again, I mean, this is a full-blown war that's going on. We don't know how long this is going to go on with Israel and Hamas. But, you know, certainly, Denise, you know, I had mentioned earlier, and I'd love to get your take on this, is what does it look like in order to say we've rooted out Hamas and they can't attack us anymore? I mean, that's not something that they can achieve by next Tuesday.
No, not by a long stretch. And I keep thinking about Gaza, especially the northern part of Gaza, because remember they said everybody needs to move out of the north and go to the south. And, you know, some AP article came across my phone yesterday that, you know, there are four Palestinians that were keeping a log and how their life is shrinking hour by hour and this and that. And, you know, where were you 10 years ago? Where were you 5 years ago? Where were you last year? You know, it's almost as though they chose to live under Hamas. Remember, they voted Hamas in as their government.
That's right.
And Hamas is actually encouraging some of these Palestinians to go back to the north to their homes to find out what's there. And if they do that, what does that do? Well, that hurts Israel to continue their campaign in the northern part of Gaza. So, and then for the sake of argument, what does all this look like a year from now? You know, that Israel can say that Hamas has been defeated. Okay. What happens to Gaza? And Israel doesn't have a choice but to have some kind of dominion over the Gaza Strip. They can't leave Gaza to, you know, other entities like Jordan or Saudi or Egypt, or, you know, they just can't do it. They can't put that trust out there at all. For reasons that I stated earlier about none of them seem to none of these other countries have really been shaming Hamas for what they did, or Iran. Only the, you know, some in media have been shaming, and some in Congress have been shaming Iran, but not enough of these other countries. So what does it look like? Well, I argue that, you know, eyes are going to have to look at the Sinai, and Sinai is going to have to become the new Gaza. And it, Gaza itself ought to be a buffer zone that, you know, nothing can be there. But I don't know.
In other words, it's complex. And it's not something that can easily, you know, there's no, well, just do this, and this, and everything will be fine. Because now it's like the cat's out of the bag. It's like, you know, we've always understood that there have been those who have come against Israel throughout its modern day history since 1948. But this seems to be something that's not, the genie can't get back in the bottle, and you can't simply go back to how it was on October 6th.
Well, not only that, but now you're going to have to look at the leadership at the United Nations and how much money has gone through and been devoted to in energy and policy and all of that at the United Nations for helping to not only fund the Palestinians / Palestinian Islamic Jihad, but also went to Hamas. So, you know, what do we say? Complicity or co-conspirators, of money. And that includes, I would argue, those in the Biden administration, and even Biden himself. Because remember, under the Trump administration, we were defunding peace parts of our contributions to the United Nations. And one of the first things that the Biden administration did was to unwind all of that. So, I mean, these are war crimes. I mean, plain and simple, these are war crimes and crimes against humanity. And you know, I don't hold any respect for the International Criminal Court, but I would necessarily argue if you start looking at the Nuremberg trials, we ought to have absolutely going on now. Forget about the International Criminal Court, a whole separate modern-day Nuremberg trial. And I bet you could be marching all kinds of people before the panel of judges, whatever they may look like.
Well, sure. But the difference back then was that the world, the free world.
The world,
they all thought, these were atrocities, and somehow, collectively, as the human race, we have to do something about this. We have to record it. We have to, so that it never happens again. We have to prosecute it. We have to get rid of it. But nowadays, it's kind of like, well, they're Zionist Jews, and we're just going to go over there and get them. You know, this is literally such hatred coming, proceeding out of the heart, that it is just mind-boggling.
And we ought to take a long look at our relationship with Qatar. I mean, Qatar is a vacation resort that harbors terrorists. And one of our biggest military bases and intelligence base is in Qatar. Why? Why is it still there after all of this? I don't know.
Good question.
The Al Thani royal family king, that rules Qatar, that's shameful. The whole thing is just disgusting.
It is. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Thank you so much, Denise. We're going to talk with you again on Monday morning. Have yourself a great rest of the weekend.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Take care. Denise Simon, everybody. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. I'm going to be right back after this short timeout. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
People say I'm crazy. Doing what I'm doing.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Heading into the final segment of the weekend edition this morning. And I got to tell you, the time has flown by. A lot has gone on this morning. And glad to hear, especially we heard from Robbie the Shark, as he referred to himself, from Largo, Florida. First-time caller, as I recall here. And we're glad to hear from you, Robbie. Thanks for calling. We hope that you can call back at another time. We'll talk with Bob and Banning, of course, as well. And folks, once again, the telephone number, 949-822-7959, if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have a comment or a question about what we're talking about this morning. And, of course, also, I got to tell you, our discussion with Denise this morning, I think, was really illuminating. There are these things happening right before our very eyes, folks, that seem to really go further than probably what we've seen before. And by that I mean this mentality that we're seeing about those who are coming against Israel, those who are supporting the Hamas operation, all these different protests that we're seeing. And yes, we did see it at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. And this is now part of that. Part of that strategy is to overwhelm your life with it. So you can't go anywhere, right, without having this message you know, blared at you about, you know, free Palestine and this kind of thing, but yet completely out of context, completely outside of the notion of, well, where's the rest of the Arab world in this? Why are these refugees not being taken in? You know, why aren't they helping? That's one of the central questions here. But of course, we're not supposed to ask that question. And if you ask that question, guess what you might be? I'll wait. You take a wild guess of what you might be. Well, that's right. You might be an Islamophobe. And I got to tell you, I'm not an Islamophobe, but I will tell you this, that typically you might see other Arab countries coming to the aid and saying, we'll bring you here, we'll help you, we'll do this, we'll do that, and also try to be brokers for peace as well. But again, the idea of peace from Hamas, Iran, and so forth, who has controlled Hamas, they're not interested in achieving peace in the same way that you would have a peace negotiation, a surrender, if you will, and then suddenly peace breaks out. That means you're not at war anymore, right? And not trying to oversimplify it in that sense, but the expectations have been throughout history that once the war is over, you go back to peace. Generally speaking. But Hamas is not looking for peace. They're not trying to achieve that. But here's an interesting thing I found from Rasmussen, speaking of Islamophobia. This came out just recently. A majority of voters don't believe that Muslims in America are victims of unfair treatment. Latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone Online Survey finds that 29% of likely U.S. voters think most American Muslims living in this country are treated unfairly because of their religion and ethnicity, but 53% disagree. 18% are not sure. Now, get this. This is where it really becomes very interesting. These findings are essentially unchanged since 2016. So that, my friends, is incredibly interesting. Because I think, generally speaking, the American people, number one, are pretty tolerant in the sense that, you know, you do you, we'll do, I'll do me, and, you know, we're, you know, live and let live kind of a thing. And yes, I understand about militant Islam and so forth, and I get it. But the idea, and this is what Hamas and many of their supporters are trying to play on, they're trying to play on this idea that if you ask questions or you don't support what Hamas is doing or what it stands for and this kind of thing, that somehow, or if you are supporting Israel in its bid to try to stamp out Hamas, not Palestinians, right? Not Arabs in general, but Hamas, the group, which is a political ideology or religious fervor, whatever you want to call it. But if you support Israel, you're an Islamophobic, right? And I mentioned this, I think, before a few days ago on the program. You see the difference between the notion of something being phobic? And because, like, if you talk about anti-Semitism, well, that seems pretty direct, right? Somebody is against Jewish people, or they harbor something against Jewish people. They're anti-Semitic, right? But in this case, if you're an Islamophobe, you have a phobia that's unreasonable, that you have to deal with because you have this fear. It's a phobia. And of course, what's happened is we're falling into the trap of attaching the word phobia onto anything that if you disagree with it, well, now you're a phobic of some sort, which is like a mental condition that you have to kind of work through, right? You're a phobic. You're some kind of a phobe. As you know, it's like putting the word gate on the end of any controversy. Everything becomes gate. Well, it's money gate. Watergate. But it's the any kind of gate that we have. It's electricity gate, you know, or whatever it might be. And it kind of does oversimplify it, makes it not so nuanced anymore. It's just a thing that you have. You have a phobia, right? That's the idea. So anyway, that's not exactly the way things should be going, is it? We need to have thoughtful interpretation of what we see happening before our very eyes. But this is what's happening before our very eyes, everybody. You know, we're seeing now, of course, and the most important story this weekend, obviously, is this prisoner, prisoner exchange from the Israeli side. They're giving away many of these prisoners that they might have, but hostages, people that were taken out of their homes, people that were taken out of their beds, and whatever atrocities have now been committed upon them is absolutely unbelievable, reprehensible. And it's something that we thought would be a thing of the past. And so as we head into this weekend, again, I think our minds are just boggled by this. What we see, the brutality, the inhumane things that are happening are just blow our minds. But yet, you've got to get to the point where Hamas doesn't have this opportunity. And it wasn't because suddenly, a couple of days before this attack, a bunch of Hamas terrorists said, you know, we're really unhappy with Israel, and we're just going to go over there and show them what we think. No, that had been going on for quite some time. Quite some time. And I appreciate what Denise Simon's talking about. You know, the money that's involved. She talked about Qatar. And you've got these Hamas leaders, quote-unquote, and they have billions of dollars. Billions of dollars, while so many people in Gaza were living in terrible conditions, comparatively, and yet they could have made Gaza into a showplace. It was entirely within their realm to do it. Talk about getting international aid. Talk about getting people to pony up resources and so forth. They could have made it a real showplace, and they didn't. Why didn't they do that? Because they had one goal. The goal was to attack Israel. The goal is to extinguish Israel. The goal is from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. That is the goal. And so when you look around and you see how they treated their own compatriots, their own countrymen, I think that speaks volumes. It tells us exactly what we need to know. And as we go through this, and hopefully there'll be more hostages that will come out, and all of them will come out, but I'm telling you, I'm not confident that the stories that we'll hear and the conditions of the hostages are going to be, you know, their condition will be pristine, most unfortunately. They won't be. What the world is going to witness, I think, is going to be incredibly upsetting. And the question is, will those who are protesting on behalf of Hamas right now against Israel, will they come around? Good question. Good question. Folks, thanks for listening. We're to the end of the program this morning. Thank you for being there. We're going to see you bright and early Monday morning. Kyle Warren with you. Go out there. Make it a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Take care.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.